even ourselves say the phrase, "I'm going to wash my hands of it." This phrase typically comes to mind when we want to walk away or exonerate ourselves from any responsibility of a particular situation. Sadly, there's a great number of people who don't realize where this phrase comes from. And it comes from Matthew 27, and starting in verse 11, it says, "Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And Jesus said to him, 'It is as you say.' And while he was being accused by the chief priests and the elders, he made no answer. When Pilate said to him, 'Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?' And he did not answer him with regard to even a single charge, so that the governor was quite amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the multitude any one prisoner whom they wanted. They were holding at that time a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. When therefore they gathered together, Pilate said to them, 'Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?' For he knew that because of envy they had delivered him up. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, 'Have nothing to do with this righteous man, for last night I suffered greatly in a dream because of him.' But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude to ask for Barabbas and to put Jesus to death. And the governor answered and said to him, 'Which of the two do you want me to release for you?' And they said, 'Barabbas.' Pilate said to them, 'Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?' And they said, 'Let him be crucified.' And he said, 'What evil has he done?' And they kept shouting all the more, 'Let him be crucified.' And when Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather a riot was starting, he took water, and he washed his hands in front of the multitude, saying, 'I am innocent of this man's blood. See to that yourselves.' And all the people answered and said, 'His blood be on us and on our children.' Then he released Barabbas for them. But after having Jesus scourged, he delivered him up to be crucified." Pilate thought by publicly demonstrating this hand washing that he relinquished himself of any of the guilt of condemning Jesus and delivering him up to be crucified. But Pilate failed to realize that he was just as guilty of the blood of Christ as the crowd that yelled, "Let his blood be on us and our children." Pilate may have physically washed his hands, but spiritually, his hands were covered in the blood guiltness of Jesus, just as each and every one of us are. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 tells us. And Isaiah 53:4-6 says, "Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray, each one of us has turned to his way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him." Each and every one of us are either guilty of the blood or have been washed in the blood. You see, the same blood that condemned us also redeems us. It just depends on the application. All have sinned and fallen short, but when we come to the realization, like those on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? We repent of our sins willfully and freely, wash ourselves in the watery grave of baptism, and at that point we are covered in the blood of Christ, and we are raised up in the likeness of his death." And Romans 6 talks about that. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace." Our Father and gracious Lord, we cannot thank you enough, Lord, for this time that we can come before this table, Lord, that we can take these emblems, Lord, that you have given to us as a weekly reminder, Lord, that as we break that bread, Lord, it reminds us of your body that was broken and it was beaten and torn for us. And as we partake of this juice, Lord, that represents your blood, that it was your blood, Lord, that was on our hands because of our sin. But it was also your blood, Lord, that covers us and washes away our sins, Lord. And through what you did on that cross, through your sacrifice, Lord, that we have redemption, that we have forgiveness of sins. And we just thank you, God, so much for your great love and sending your Son to that cross. In Jesus' name, amen.